Back now with Day to Day, and joining us, our senior editor, Steve Proffitt, here to help share some of our listener email.
Hi, Madeline. Listener Shelby Munchkin sort of summed up what's going on in our inbox these days in two sentences. The commentary by Frangela on how to improve the Oscars was racist and unacceptable, she writes. And she concludes, expect widespread public outcry and calls for their firing.
Wow. Frangela is the comedy team of Frances Collier and Angela Shelton.
And Ms. Munchkin was pretty much on the money. We got reams, if you can actually get reams of email. Anyway, we got a bunch of angry email about Frangela's Tuesday appearance. And at the risk of angering even more listeners, Madeline, let's replay a bit of what they said.
Oh, great. So we're going to get even more email now.
No, this is for context. Here's their response to your observation that maybe one problem with the Oscars is that it's a little too white.
Ooh. My eyes were blinded by the Oscars last night.
It was white. Like a whiteout. Yeah. I was like, is it snowing on stage?
Listener Brian Thompson of Oklahoma City likened those comments to slurs uttered by radio's Don Imus.
From Richboro, Pennsylvania, Rick Sorensen writes that he is an enemy of racism, and he asks us to imagine if the comments were reversed and someone said the MTV Awards were too black.
Others were equally offended by Frangela's comments about 98-year-old Robert Boyle. He was the production designer who received an honorary Oscar. Here's part of that.
Yeah. You got a Lifetime Achievement Award. You don't get to talk about it for a lifetime. Let's hurry it up.
Tell it to your family.
Thank you, Mama.
Man,
let's go.
Who can.
Let's
Come
go.
On.
Come on. You had your moment.
From here in Los Angeles, Rick Mitchell, who says he's worked in the film business for 40 years, thinks Frangela not only needs to apologize to Mr. Boyle, but as he puts it, to all honorary Oscar winners whom I feel were equally insulted by the comments.
Finally, the last word on this, Madeline, goes to Mary Seabrack of Raleigh, North Carolina. I love the Oscars, she writes. This is American royalty. The bit on revamping the Oscars depressed me as much as anything I'd heard on NPR today.
Okay, Steve, let's see. What else are our listeners upset with us about?
Well, giving equal time to others, listener George Richardson thinks our humorist, Brian Unger, is not funny. And he thinks our news analyst, Juan Williams, has never had an original thought in his entire life.
But at least one listener likes this guy.
Negative savings, record debt, credit pullbacks. Add to that inflation, and the consumer is completely underwater.
We like him, too. That's retail analyst Howard Davidowitz. Cathal Whitaker of Boise, Idaho, writes, thank God you finally broadcast some truth from a person who's in touch with America. She continues, I get so sick of the simpering, yuppie NPR economic reporting that I don't listen much anymore.
And finally, Madeline, this complaint about your story yesterday on a minister who started a no-complaining campaign.
Hi, this is Roger Greenwald in Toronto, where I listen to Day to Day. I have a kvetch about your segment on not kvetching. What did you expect? Kvetch is one syllable, not two. There is no vowel between the K and the V. By putting one in, you have committed svara bhakti. Not as bad as Jigai, but still.
Now, Madeline, certainly you're familiar
certainly.
with the term svara bhakti, which is, of course, a type of epenthesis, inserting a vowel to ease pronunciation.
Kvetch, kvetch, kvetch. That's all I'm hearing right now. Okay, and what about Jigai? What does that mean?
Jigai, that would be the Japanese term for slitting one's own throat. So thanks for those elucidations, Mr. Greenwald, and thanks to everyone who wrote us.
And you can write us, too. Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.